The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever caught the laugh, but you're in a place that you shouldn't be laughing at? Yeah. I hate it when that happens. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm actually Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Behind the scenes here, it happens all the time. We could be doing like this serious, you know, we have a serious conversation and somebody said something stupid or not. One of us starts laughing and it's over.
I call it the church giggles.
Yes, Automatic. There you go, the church giggles. Oh, it's the worst when there's like a serious situation or a meeting happening.
Shout out to my friend Lauren. We were in art history class one time and we were watching on my phone Step Brothers. And we had it in our AirPods. And oh, dude, it was the scene right when they crashed the boat and we just lost it in the middle of art history class. And that was by far the worst like church giggles I've ever got.
Oh, it's the worst. I used to get it in church and my nana used to say, tienes el diablo, you have the devil.
But you've got church giggles for just about anything. Anytime we're in a meeting, Dana's like always the least mature person in the room that will always say something that doesn't even, and then just start giggling about it.
And then the worst part is everybody else starts laughing. They don't even know why they're laughing.
And then I'm just in the corner annoyed.
Welcome to Wednesday, once again, National Day, Anthony A.
Just join us on Zoom. It's fun, I promise. No, all right, National Day. Kick off with National New Friends Day. How about that?
Hey, Drake said no new friends. I said all new friends. Come on in.
We also got National Seafood Bisque Day. Anybody?
Ooh, oh, yes. I love me a seafood bisque.
Hey, all right.
Also, a little bread in there. Ooh. A little sourdough.
Shout out to Snoop Dogg and Dre. It's International Gin. Oh, never mind. Gin and Tonic Day.
I thought
it was going to be
close enough.
I thought it was gin and juice day.
Yeah. I swear, when you saw gin, that was the first thing you think
they
of,
They should
right?
have gin and juice day. Who drinks?
Actually, Snoop Dogg's birthday is tomorrow. Tomorrow should be National Gin and Juice Day.
Exactly.
All right, National Day of Unity. But let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Broad Day. Now, this stands for National Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day, supporting all the breast cancer survivors across the world, man.
I remember DJ Automatic, your grandmother Dorothy, my grandmother by law, telling me that she had a double mastectomy, and many women go through this, whether because they had breast cancer or they have the testing now. Yeah. You can see, you know, if you're genetically predisposed to breast cancer, you have it done before that happens, and then you have your breasts reconstructed. Angelina Jolie did that.
Ooh.
Do those self-checks, ladies. Yes. If you need a graphic to learn how, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing all the publicity right now for Black Adam, but he's actually also talking about a sexy time tape he made with his wife. And ooh, I've got the audio going to play it for you right now. This and more is the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We had a couple different influencers celebrating their birthday. The creator of South Park, Trey Parker, and Lil Durk celebrating birthday as well.
Remember an artist named Genuine in those jeans and pony?
Oh.
He has a fear of water, and so he went on a Chris Angel show who says he could cure his
fear. Chris Angel, the magician?
The magician. The illusionist, Automatic. The
Sorry,
illusionist.
Same difference.
Well, he said, I can cure you, and he puts him underwater. Well, Genuine almost drowned, had to pull him out of there, resuscitate him. I'm not kidding. He passed out, had to be hospitalized, and was in the hospital for 2 days.
Damn, dude. Was
his angel failed.
Was he in those jeans?
I think he was. They
That's
pulled him down.
They rained him down, yeah.
Anyway, if you're afraid of it, stay away from it. You don't have to conquer your fears all the time, okay? I'm just glad he's okay. All right, let's talk about another artist who loves to sing, Miss Rihanna. She did, in fact, record 2 songs. Automatic, you spoke on it. She said, man, she's in the studio. Something's happening. It's 2 songs for the Black Panther sequel soundtrack.
I saw they're coming. 2
it's
new
really
ones.
Really exciting. We're not getting a full project. We haven't had anything since Auntie in 2016, but I'm here for the 2 songs.
Well, no, I think it's about to be Rihanna's season because she's doing this. This is something else will probably lead up Super to the Super Bowl.
And they're also saying she might go on a world tour right after the Super Bowl.
Nice, nice. And then finally, Dwayne The Rock Johnson promoting his new DC movie, Black Adam, sat down with Kelly Clarkson and talked about another movie that he made with his wife.
I made a movie one time with my wife that I can't. No, never mind. Sorry. Kelly.
What kind of movie he's talking about? And I guarantee you that one will not be premiering anytime soon.
Well, hopefully it's not on the internet because now all the hackers are going to be looking for it.
You think his wife is upset with him for spilling the tea on that?
No way. He's the greatest in-ring performer of all time. I don't imagine what he could do in the bed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Started way back in his 70s and still growing strong today.
Hey, let go of my ego.
Especially with 11 from Stranger Things, I got food news and we're talking egos. All right, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, so the Department of Education has launched the beta site for student debt forgiveness.
Ooh.
And it's a test, of course, until the official site goes up. But you can fill out an application in just a few minutes. And you won't have to refill it out later.
Yeah, no, it's pretty simple. I already did that. I was first in line for that one.
Anthony's like,
it's free money.
They're probably looking at me like, yo, fool, you've been deferring the past 5 years.
You're like, you got time to fill this out?
I got time for the beta one. Yeah. It's really simple, like you said, Dana. It's pretty cool because they also let you know what scams to look out for, too, when you're going
through
this
process. Oh, yeah, it's very important. Go to studentaid.gov and follow the prompts. But like I said, this is only beta, but once it launches, you won't have to refill out the application.
How long did it take you to fill it out?
Less than 5 minutes.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Less than 5 minutes and you get a whole lot of money taken off of there. All right, so let go my ego. Well, we're talking alcoholic beverage in this case. In food news, Sugarlands Distilling Company and Ego are releasing Ego Nog Appalachian Sippin' Cream. It's a rum-based liqueur with notes of cinnamon and nutmeg to add to your cafecito, to add to your coffee in the morning.
Okay.
You can find a location near you at sugarlands.com/Ego Nog.
All right. I think that's good for like winter vacation, right? Like if you're like hanging out with the
family. Not before work, that's for sure.
Well, a lot of people are like, what? What do you mean?
If you're drinking alcoholic Egos before work, you got a problem, my friend. But I'm thinking they're going for like winter vacation vibes.
Weekend brunch, man. Yeah, weekend brunch.
The morning of Christmas, get all knocked up off alcoholic Egos.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.